A suicide bomber struck a shopping mall today in Israel. At least 5 Israelis were killed in the coastal town of Netanya. More than 40 other people were wounded, some of them seriously. This is the first suicide bombing inside Israel since late October, when another 5 Israelis were killed in a town nearby. NPR's Eric Westerveld is at the scene of the latest attack. And Eric, what have you seen?
Yes, Steve, I'm just across the street from the mall that was attacked. The windows are completely blown out to the main entrance to the Netanya Mall. There's some blood splattered on the walls and glass all over the place. Fairly, unfortunately, typical scene after a suicide attack. The police are here cordoning off the area. There are distraught eyewitnesses, and it looks like at least 40 people were injured. 5 were killed. In terms of what happened, talking to eyewitnesses and police, a young Palestinian in line in the main security check into the mall, Steve, people thought he was suspicious. They apparently tried to confront him to search his bag when he detonated the explosive device. It's not clear what kind of explosive device. Again, 5 killed, and this is the second time this mall has been attacked in recent months.
Has anyone claimed responsibility for this attack?
Yes, the radical Palestinian group Islamic Jihad has claimed responsibility. They say that the suicide attacker was 21-year-old Lutfi Amin Abu Sadi, a 21-year-old from a small village in North West Bank near Tulkarm. And that's not confirmed, but Islamic Jihad has already released statements with his name.
Which then puts pressure on the Palestinian Authority. Israelis will certainly be pressing the Palestinian Authority to do something. What has the Palestinian Authority said?
Well, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has decried this attack and condemned it in the strongest terms. But people here on the ground and a senior Israeli Defense Force, or IDF official I spoke with today, who asked not to be named, said that Abu Mazen, as he's also known as, President Mahmoud Abbas, often says this, but he doesn't actually follow it up, and he has not taken the steps necessary to crack down on radical groups. For months now, he's been under serious pressure to do something against Islamic Jihad and other militant extremist groups in Gaza and the West Bank, and to disarm them. And this Israeli Defense Force official I talked to said, look, we give him specific intelligence, and he hasn't acted on it, so he can talk all he wants, but he isn't acting.
We're talking to NPR's Eric Westerveld, who was at the scene of a suicide bombing in Israel. 5 people were killed. And Eric, I have to point out this attack comes at a particularly difficult time. There's political turmoil in the Palestinian Authority and also political turmoil within Israel itself.
That's right. The Palestinian Authority's ruling Fatah party is sort of at political war with itself. It's old guard versus new guard. Younger versus new, extremists versus some of the more moderate. They hold elections in late January, Steve, and they're really focused on primaries that have not gone well for Fatah in the West Bank and Gaza. And on the Israeli side, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has broken away and formed his own new party, and they're looking at early elections in March. So there's a sense that both sides are looking at their own internal politics, and this is surely going to play into it.
Now, all of this just adds to the pressure on everyone, right?
Absolutely.
NPR's Eric Westerveld, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Eric is at the scene of a suicide bombing in the Israeli coastal town of Netanya, and again, 5 people have been killed. Something more than 40 were wounded today.